Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Yep.
There it is. Yeah, I can hear the guys, men's team down there, just finishing up their strength and conditioning class. Look at us.
Yes.
We are actually back in the studio. Feels weird to not be on the court or field. Had the last couple weeks out. This is the Doodoo and Foo Show. I'm one of your co-hosts, Dan Doodoo Savage.
Michael James Cristofoli Foo.
Michael James Cristofoli Foo. I just had Coach Lori Bird in here, and this is her first time seeing the logo, and she was like, that is so cool. She's like, look at that. It looks like you guys. I'm like, yeah, Coach. It's supposed to look like us. I'm glad it does. Show number 48.
Yeah. I only got one again.
Okay. Hey, you're keeping us afloat because I got nothing.
Again, a Syracuse guy, but this is what he wore in the NFL, though. It was Darryl Moose Johnston.
So you got Cowboys, Redskins? Where did he play?
I think he just played for the Cowboys.
Just the Cowboys?
I think. I can look that
Darryl
up.
But
I think
Moose he just played for the Johnston Cowboys. Johnston or Johnson?
Johnston with a T, I believe.
Johnston,
The Moose. But I remember. Yeah, it's been a while.
Moose.
Yeah.
Fullback, tight end? What was he?
Fullback, pro bowler,
Fullback, pro bowler,
Went to the Cuse.
48.
Wow,
that's a good one. Yeah, I got
that's all I got, though. I can't think of anything else.
That's a big
sport.
One, though. That's a big one.
Oh, yeah, he was a big part of that
will
team.
Will he be a Hall of Famer? Marginal?
You know, off of fullback numbers, well, he's already in, Dan, I think, isn't
he? Is he already in?
Now that I think about
Moose?
It. Yeah.
Moose?
Moose?
It's funny. We were just off camera, just talking about the Cowboys and their Netflix series, and I haven't gotten to this part yet with Darryl the Moose Johnston.
Yeah, he was a big part of that team. There's no doubt about it. No, he is not in the Hall of Fame.
No, but you think he will, huh? Think he'll get in?
If they do fullback and fullback numbers and what they accomplished, yeah, I don't see why not, right? I mean, won 3 Super Bowls with Dallas, right? And he was a big part of that team.
He was a big part of that team.
Yeah, and Dallas is the only team that he played for.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. And now, does he do some commentating now? Or did he for a little bit?
He
remember him?
He did. Not positive he does anymore. He still might, but I know he did it one time for sure. Yeah.
Moose.
Moose.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He had the cry. So we just, like I said, we were at the soccer field last week, the volleyball court the week before. Soccer men won in incredible fashion. So we kind of wrapped up the show and came in here and watched the end of the game on the TV.
That was awesome.
On the live stream, James, and shout out to James Hernandez, voice of the Coyotes, and shout out to Trent Savage, keeping the laptop going.
Yeah.
He was busy there for a minute. 2 minutes left, down 1-0 to Colorado Northwestern. Come back, score a tying goal, and then take the go-ahead goal, I think, with 20 seconds left. Yeah. Crazy. Down 1-0 the whole game.
Great comeback.
88 minutes you're down.
Yeah.
And soccer's when games are played in those low numbers, anything's possible.
Yeah,
and so they came back and got a win. And then volleyball had their first games this past weekend. They went up to Salt Lake. Tell me about this. The first match of Coach K's career, they play the number 4 team in the country and get beat up pretty good. And so you play 2 games a day in a tournament. Second game, they play the number 1 team in the country.
Mm.
So they play 4-1 to start the year.
Good measuring stick. Good way to get your team ready.
Good measuring stick, because the next day they came out, they won 1, lost 1. Yeah, so she got her first win under her belt. Beat Central Wyoming, I want to say.
Okay.
So they got their win, which is, every coach wants that first college win.
Yeah, absolutely.
They head off to Yavapai Prescott next weekend, and I think they have a shot to win a couple more, another 4-game tournament. Good. And then soccer is home this upcoming Saturday versus Mojave. Interesting plot or backstory to that is our new president here at CSN was the president at Mojave.
Oh, there you go.
So now he's the president of the team playing his old team. And he started soccer at Mojave. Mojave didn't have any sports. It's right in Bullhead City, Arizona, so on the other side of the Colorado from Laughlin.
Yeah, there you go.
Julie and I go there quite a bit because we love staying at Harris at Laughlin. Yeah. And every time we drive by that school, Julie's like, oh, imagine if they had a basketball team. And I'm like, I know. Next thing you know, they had soccer. Yeah. So ball might be rolling over there.
Good, very good.
So yeah, good. It's been a good week. I was just mentioning, we got to get to our food. So went with the old Panda Express.
Panda Express. There we go.
Mine was pretty good. I got the honey walnut shrimp. I believe for the most part, Panda's one of those, you're just going to get what you get.
Yeah.
It's never going to be terrible. It's never going to be out of this world. No. It's just Panda.
They just keep rolling.
Keep rolling.
Yeah.
And you had some chicken, teriyaki on the side.
Grilled chicken with the white rice. Good.
White rice.
Yeah. Finish it up when I get home.
Trent just came in. I got him some orange chicken on some fried rice, and I think he took 3 bites, inhaled the whole thing, and then now he's down there getting some weight training in.
Yeah, very good.
Back in the studio.
Yep.
Practices are going. You can hear the men in there.
Yeah.
We just finished 4 or 5. Practice number 6. I like it. Like what I see.
Good.
Coach Bird likes what she sees. We got a lot of obstacles in front of us, but we have a lot of positives coming out of this team that I'm really, really happy with. Helps me sleep a little better.
Yeah, good. Good. There you go.
Yeah. So we got to get you in early on a Tuesday and have you watch a little bit of practice.
A little bit of practice.
You'll be
impressed. Yeah.
Communication level. It sounds like there's 35 players in there. There's only 10.
Yeah.
It's pretty impressive.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. It was good to see Coach Bird.
Coach Lori Bird. Yeah. She's great for this program.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah, and you've seen her play Thursday nights.
Yeah, well, yep, she can play.
She can still play.
She knows the game. She sees the court. It's fun. It's fun to watch her play.
And I love her. What she brings to practice is great, but what I especially love is the small group workouts, like watching her work out with 2 or 3 of the guards before, the pre-practice workout.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
15 minutes before, you've got kids that crave that. And so they're in here working out with her, working on dribble moves and angles, and she's telling them about their footwork, and they crave it. Like they want to work with her. And just the overall experiences that she can share with them is
It's priceless.
What's the word? Invaluable.
Yeah, priceless.
It's priceless.
Yeah,
All good. Everything's great. We got Brooklyn will be back here in about a month to start doing the social media stuff again.
Yeah.
So that'll be good to crank that up. And got 3 questions for you.
Yes.
Who would win in a street fight in their prime? Street fight. Shaq or LeBron?
Wow. Wow, Dan, that's a pretty good one.
I stumped him.
First one, first instinct was Shaq, but I don't know. I'll go, I know LeBron's from Ohio, but I don't know if he's.
Now we're going geographic.
Right, I don't know if he's much of a fighter. I don't know if Shaq was. Yeah, I'll take Shaq.
Shaq?
Yeah, I'll take Shaq.
Muhammad Ali versus Bruce Lee? Street fight.
Wow. You know what?
I didn't expect these questions.
No,
huh?
No, I'll go Bruce Lee.
Bruce Lee,
Muhammad Bruce Lee Ali. Might be too quick and give him a roundhouse, and that's it. Lights yeah. out.
Do you follow much UFC?
Very little. Some of those guys used to come into work, but...
Do you know who is regarded by almost everybody as the greatest UFC fighter of all time?
Of all time?
Of all time. And he's not... He still bounces around. His name pops up every now and then. Yeah. He wins and then leaves, and I think he's been suspended once or twice. Yeah. It's John Jones.
I was going to say Jones. His John brother Jones. Chandler Jones plays yes. in the NFL. He used to play for yes. Syracuse. So he John played Jones out here for the Raiders. Yeah, Cardinals.
So
yeah.
Who's going to win in a street fight? John Jones or Mike Tyson?
John Jones.
It's not close, right?
Tyson is admitted to being not so much a street fighter, but I won't. It's a boxer. Not that he's afraid of street fight, but that's not him.
Yeah,
yeah. He's had confrontations with other boxers out yeah. in the streets before Mike Tyson, but that's not what he does.
I asked somebody earlier that question, just testing the water yeah. with these questions, and they were like, "Oh, Mike Tyson would kill him." No. I'm like, "Wait a minute. Listen, I love Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
But have you ever... John Jones can win 400,000 different ways.
Yeah.
He can tap you out. He can knock you out. He can... John Jones is a freak yeah. of athletic nature.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so is Tyson.
Yeah.
But the reality is he gets a hold of him. It's over.
Yeah, Tyson...
Tyson's got one shot. One shot.
That's it.
That's it.
And he admits to not being a street fighter. Yeah.
Did he? I didn't know that.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
How about Trent or Brooklyn?
I'll leave that up to you and Julie, because you guys are going to get in the middle of it anyways, right? So before they can get at it, I don't know what's going
to
happen.
I'm going to try to get you a controversial one. Ready? No, I'm not here long. All right, ready?
Yep.
This isn't my list, but it's a list that I got.
Okay.
I'm pretty heavy on the lists today. We'll okay. get back to real world and other conversations here in a minute.
Okay.
Who are the top 10 centers of the 90s? So 90 to 99. 90, 91, 92, 93. The top 10 centers of the 90s.
I got to remember that era, man. Shaq, one of them.
Shaq is number two.
He played in that era. So Olajuwon in that era.
Olajuwon is number one.
David Robinson, three.
Is number three. Look at him going in order.
I'm trying to remember.
Oh, come on. You got to get four.
Patrick Ewing's in that era.
Four. That's number four.
Robert Parrish is in that era, right? He played in the 90s. He faded in the early 90s, right? He did, was early
yeah.
90s.
Yeah. And he went to the Bulls. And
yeah, that was his last
80s
team, right?
He'd be on the list. 90s, he's not.
Top 10. Holy cow.
You know all of these guys, clearly.
Yeah.
There is 10, and there's an honorable mention that I had to throw in just for you.
I got to remember.
Let's go...
I gotta think of somebody's teams here, buddy. Is Kevin Duckworth on there?
He's not. He's I like not. That. I okay. like that. I don't mind that, but he's not on there.
Because I think that Blazer team had a good run, he's not, even though they didn't win anything.
I don't think he's better than anybody on this list. Okay. Maybe. The honorable mention is questionable.
Okay.
I don't think he's better than 1 through 10. You got a couple Georgetown guys.
Oh, Mutombo.
Yeah, he's 6.
Morning's
5.
And Dikembe Mutombo, Alonzo Mourning.
You got a couple foreigners. 3 foreigners. Three foreigners to be exact.
Dirk Nowitzki wasn't considered nope. a. He was a power forward, right?
Well, he was still the '90s. He wasn't even.
Was he? He was '90s. No.
No.
That's going way back.
That's
yeah.
way back.
That's going way back for him. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. 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 Oh, yeah, I forget we're 2025 already, right? Yeah, that's going back crazy. 35 years.
So you got 3 foreigners.
Let's see here.
Oh, you can get all these guys. You definitely can get them. I might have to give you a nudge, but.
Yeah. Now, your honorable mention is not a Syracuse guy.
Yeah,
it is
a Syracuse guy.
He got drafted in 90?
No,
first
no, no,
overall
played
pick?
In the 90s.
Was the Syracuse guy the first overall pick? No, okay.
I don't think so.
How am I missing a Syracuse center?
Yeah.
What do I got? 6 out of the 10?
You got 6. You got 1 through 6, actually. You got 1.
Oh,
2 guys were Eastern Conference, 2 Western.
For the Blazers there. Sabonis.
Yes. Sabonis. Arvydas Sabonis is 7.
Arvydas Sabonis.
So you've got 1 through 7 right now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I had the other foreigner on the tip of my tongue before.
There's two more foreigners.
Yep. Nogalskis, no, he wasn't considered. I don't even know if he was a fighter. He was like 4 or 5, I guess.
Yeah. Cleveland Cavs.
Oh, Brad Doherty.
Brad Doherty. Another Eastern Conference foe. 7'3".
Was it? Oh, no. It was almost the same Manute Bol, but he was taller than that. Manute's not on there, though.
Manute's not on there.
Yeah, I know he's great defense. He was great defensively, obviously.
Yeah. No, no Manute, no Sean Bradley. No Chuck Nevitt.
No Danny Shays either.
No Danny Shays. Chuck Nevitt. Uwe Blob.
No.
None of those guys.
Another Eastern Conference guy, huh?
And they made some runs.
Bill Laimbeer?
Nope.
Okay.
Not a bad guess. Eastern Conference, foreign. I think he's... I want to say he's from Finland or Sweden. Played with Reggie Miller.
Oh, Rick Smits. I actually liked Rick Smits,
Was he 7'3"?
Yeah, he was over 7, I believe. Yeah, I liked him. Yeah.
You got number 10 left. He arguably could have maybe been a little bit higher, but Western Conference guy. Played a little bit in the Eastern, but mostly Western Conference. Played with the Kings. Played with the Lakers.
Oh, Vlade.
Vlade.
How could I forget Vlade?
And Vlade, the honorable mention from Syracuse University, Ronnie Cicely.
Ronnie Cicely, my man.
He wasn't number one, right? I'm not tripping.
No. It was, Derek Coleman was, but he was four. I was like, I don't know if he was ever classified as a five.
Yeah, we put Cicely in as the honorable
mention. I appreciate it. Yeah, Ronnie Cicely. I love Ronnie Cicely, man.
Yeah, I mean, he played, he didn't have a fantastic pro career, but he was serviceable.
Yeah,
like he was a good center. You slipped up against him, he's gonna have 28 and 14. I think that's pretty. I'm gonna read it back to you in order that they have it.
Yep.
Hakeem, Shaq, David Robinson, Ewing. You got those in a row. So do you agree with that ranking?
Hakeem, Shaq. Yeah.
David Robinson, Patrick.
Maybe Robinson over Shaq.
Okay.
Yeah,
I could see that. And then you got Mutombo, Alonzo. Yep. Remember, this is just that 10 years.
Yeah.
Alonzo Mutombo.
Yep.
I think Alonzo was probably just
better than Mutombo. More. Yeah.
And then Sabonis.
Because he could do more offensively. Yeah. Sabonis was good, man.
Yeah.
Sabonis was real good. Yeah.
The footage of him before he came over to the NBA playing with Russia. Oh.
Yeah.
Brad Doherty was a heck of a player, man.
Yeah. Brad Doherty could play.
Defend, pass, rebound. Then Rick Smits. I like Rick. I would probably switch Rick Smits and Doherty.
You know
probably
what?
Smits a little bit better. Even Vlade.
I know Kimpy was obviously great defensively, but those guys all might have been better than him offensively.
Oh, for sure.
Obviously, right? And who was 10th?
Vlade. Vlade can pass.
Yeah, they're all better than Kimpy defensively or offensively. Yeah.
But none of them are better defensively.
That's a heck of a list.
Yeah, and then Cicely, the honorable mention.
I love Cicely. He played for the Warriors, Heat. Got drafted by the Heat, I think. Yeah.
All right, we're going to try something different.
Yep.
This is going to be a stretch. We're going to see how we do. This is called the alphabet game.
Yep.
So we're going to talk. Let's talk sports. I'm not even going to narrow it down to basketball. It could be any sports. Pro sports, college sports.
Okay.
Whatever it is, all right? You got to hang with me now. This is going to trick you on. This is a test. See where we fit in. See if we can fit in with today's youth.
Okay.
The alphabet challenge is this. We're going to have a conversation, you and I. We're going to go back and forth. I'm going to start the conversation with something that starts with the letter A. So I'm going to start the conversation and go, absolutely the worst thing the Dallas Cowboys could have done is trade Micah Parsons. Wow. So you're going to follow up with the next sentence starting with the letter B, and we're going to see how far
the next word's got to be with a B.
Start with a B. So we're going to have a conversation.
So you say that's absolutely the worst trade, and I could say something like, believe it or not, I think, not that I really do think, but I can say, believe it or not, I think it's better for Dallas to get rid of him or something like that.
Come on. You got to be kidding me.
I mean, I don't. Right, okay, nope. I'll see. Okay.
There we go.
Don't.
Yeah.
Undermine me, Dan.
Excellence sometimes works in your favor more than ability.
For who?
Ghosts, goblins, all the people in between.
Hold on, wait a minute.
I know. It's weird.
Just saying.
Killing me. Killing me. You're absolutely killing me.
LOL.
Well, I got to do my alphabet.
You're on M.
M. Man, I'll tell you. Well, I'm going to switch gears with M. Man, I can't wait for the NBA season to start.
Oh, not only you. I can't wait. Man, you're on O. Oh, boy.
Obviously, I think the Celtics are not going to have a very good year this year without Tatum.
People don't think so.
Questions are out about Tatum, about Brown.
Really?
Seven out of 13 players believe that Giannis is going to be the MVP again this year.
That time is up for him.
Unfortunately, he doesn't believe that.
Very good.
Well, good for you. Maybe not the Bucks fans.
Xavier's the only team that's on my mind right now.
You know, you nailed that one.
Where am I? Here? V? No. What did you just have? W, X, Y. Oh, Z. Zealous. Zealous. On your part, Dan.
Yeah, zealous on my part. Pretty funny. We're going to do that. If any of the girls are watching, we're gonna have one of those be one of our videos where they have to just go back and forth. Some of them get really, really funny.
That was
good stuff. How about that? You bet you've never done that in your life.
No. Yeah. In the 55 years of my life, no.
You've never played the alphabet game live on the Doodoo and Foo show. I hope your mom enjoys that one. She'll get a kick out of that.
That was great.
I'm sitting here. I can't even remember the alphabet. I'm trying to think of the next letter.
Oh, that was good.
Yeah, that's a good one. Labor Day. Let's talk about Labor Day. Alana Connor comes running in the gym. Happy Labor Day, Coach. Thanks for all your hard work. What are we doing here? What's Labor Day? What is it? What are we doing? What's the holiday Labor Day?
It's for work, working. Nobody's working either. Nobody's working,
what are we
right?
doing with Labor Day? Yeah. I mean, don't get me wrong. Although I was here working on Labor Day.
I don't know.
Holidays are funny, man.
Yeah. That's,
ready for a blind rank?
Yep.
Top 10 holidays. Labor Day.
Yep. Oh, top 10 holidays.
Yep, blind rank.
Labor Day.
Did you work on Labor Day? No, you were off anyways. That's your day off anyways. That stinks when the holiday falls on your normal day off.
Yeah, I'd throw it 7. It would have been higher had it not started before school now, before it was after school started.
St. Patrick's Day. Careful now. I'm just kidding.
I know, right? You can throw right in the middle, 5.
5. St. Pat. Do you have any traditions on St. Patrick's Day? Do anything?
No.
Because obviously I'm pretty Irish.
Yeah.
And my dad, that was my dad's absolute favorite holiday.
Yeah.
Green from head to toe, pins, kiss me, I'm Irish.
Yeah.
Corned beef, cabbage. I mean, it was a holiday for us.
Yeah.
And Julie and I have tried to keep that going a little bit. So we definitely get corned beef and cabbage every single St. Patrick's Day. But yeah, it was my dad's favorite holiday. But if you're not Irish, I think people just use it as an excuse to drink.
Yeah.
Speaking of drinking, Mardi Gras. That's kind of like not really a holiday, but
I'll throw that at the bottom since I've never experienced it. Yeah. And that's in another city and state.
I was there when I was a little kid, like 11, 12 years old. We went to New Orleans for the World's Fair. They used to have the World's Fair down there. And my grandparents brought myself and my cousin Brian.
Yeah.
And it just happened to be during Mardi Gras. So obviously I didn't get to experience it, but I saw the craziness. 4th of July, Independence Day.
I throw it right on the four. There were fourth, four. On, fourth on the four.
Fourth on the
I actually
four.
I like that. Probably should put that higher, but it's okay.
A big tradition growing up. You know, you've been to the house down on the Cape as we lived on the pond. Yeah. And it was the Savages, the Comos, and the Beckers. Three houses. And there's somebody else, too, I can't think of off the top of my head. But, you know, fireworks illegal back there, but kind of allowed. Like, you know, you didn't have to worry about the fires like you do out here. So my dad and the family, us, we'd all go to south of the border. So North Carolina and South Carolina, south of the border, sold the best fireworks in the world. Yeah. And so we'd go down there and get bags and bags and bags. My dad would spend so much money, and it was a competition between the Savages, the Comos, and the Beckers. Nice. So that's people cool. would just sit and watch. As we'd go, they'd go, we'd go, we'd, and just go around and who had the best ones.
That's
and it was
awesome.
It was a big old cookout and, you know, water skiing all day and clam bakes and lobster boils. And so 4th of July is pretty big for me. Not so much anymore. When you had the kids, you know, Brooklyn and Trent were little, we'd find ways to make it fun. But now 4th of July is just a pain in the butt because the dogs go crazy.
Yeah.
You know?
I had a nice one 5 years ago in Nebraska, in Omaha.
Oh, that's right.
The Gilberts, Stephen family. Yeah.
Yeah.
That was that's nice. Right.
I remember that.
Yeah.
New Year's Eve.
3, I guess.
Now, is that partly because you've worked on the strip for many years like I did, and it's kind of a pain in the butt those days. You make a lot of money.
Yeah.
You know, even when I first started working at Bally's, a Catch a Rising Star, MGM, the comedy club, we made so much money on that night, but it was mayhem. Just absolute mayhem.
Yeah.
But New Year's Eve, I don't know, now Trent and I get, we get wings from Lakes Lounge. That's our New Year's Eve tradition.
Awesome, yeah.
Every year we get them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, New Year's Eve.
Yeah, it's I don't know, it's not a family one, but
how about Easter?
Ooh, I got a switch already. I got a
1, 2, 6, 8, and 9.
Well, we're gonna throw it at 6 right now.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, you got the middle of your list. It's pretty eaten up. Same thing with me. Like Easter, you know, growing up, Irish Catholic family. It's a lot of, you know, go to church and Easter egg hunts, and then we get out here with the kids, Easter egg hunts, and then it goes away, and it's slowly fades into oblivion, right?
Yeah.
Thanksgiving.
2.
Thanksgiving. Now, you usually go to your mom's.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
When I worked at the Mirage, that was a big day, like working at the buffet. Well, I worked at Cravings, the buffet. Unbelievable buffet. Rest in peace, Cravings. So sad. Got all these buffets are gone, but 2.5, 3.5 hour wait to get in. People were fainting in line. Because, you know, people, they're here visiting, and they don't have anywhere to go for Thanksgiving. So they used to go to all the best buffets. So I'd have to work on Thanksgiving. Kind of stunk. But Julie and I, the last couple of years, have kind of revolved around cooking what we want.
Yeah.
You know, Brooklyn and Trent are older and grown. So we cook what we want and spend all day cooking and have fun, watch them throw some football on and eat when we're hungry and take a nap and no stress.
Yeah.
But
it's awesome.
Grew up, Thanksgiving was the big family. Thanksgiving was a big family. Valentine's Day.
10.
10. Oh, you got Mardi Gras Valentine. 10.
9.
Valentine's Day.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
that was biggest for us when we were in like fifth grade, and you get the little cards and write them out to your classmates.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Valentine's Day. Yeah. No, it's sorry, Julie. We don't. Well, we do a little bit. We'll go out to dinner, get Julie's nails done, or something fun like that.
Sure.
Christmas.
One.
What's your favorite Christmas memory as a kid? Favorite toy? Favorite memory as a kid?
Wow. It's been a lot. I don't know what my favorite is. I just always like being with family and friends, and that's why that and Thanksgiving's one and two. And eating and the food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I had a lot of great Christmas memories, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know if one really stands out.
Well, you know? I asked because I got one.
Yeah.
And Atari, when Atari first came out.
There you go.
My brother and I were begging Santa.
Yeah.
Not knowing.
Yeah.
What we know.
Yeah.
Begging Santa, please, Atari. Atari had just come out. Only a couple kids had it. It was expensive for middle class families and blah, 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 and all the stuff. And I remember opening up the box and I just cried for like 30 minutes.
Awesome.
Like I just absolutely bawled my eyes out. And I thought some good Christmas stuff. With Brooklyn and Trent, we had some really good Christmases.
Yeah.
I remember Trent got a drum set one year and kind of did the same thing. Brooklyn one year, I think it was the year before Trent was born. We had a Christmas tree at Pine Lane in Buzzards Bay, and there was enough toys there for 700 kids. I'm like, I went to bed, and I'm going, there's more toys than there is the size of the tree.
Yeah.
Like, this is for one kid, you know, your first kid, whatever, you go. And, Christmas is a big one.
Yeah, Mom and Dad always got us great gifts. It's, you know, it's tough to pick one out.
And then number eight is Halloween.
Halloween, it's going to go right there at eight. Yeah, I've never, as a kid, of course, but as you get older, I'm not really a big Halloween guy.
Ooh, Julie.
You know what I mean?
Julie.
Don't get me wrong, I've gone to parties and gone to gigs and dressed up and stuff, but I know that's Julie's big one, right?
Are you hearing this, Julie?
But,
oh, that's her.
Yeah.
There's not another holiday. I don't even think other holidays exist to Julie.
Yeah, that's...
Like, when we got to September 1st, she's like, oh, we're 1 month away.
I don't get me wrong. I loved going around with my niece, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, when she was a kid, but... But now, as I'm older...
Yeah.
I mean, I get together with maybe friends if they want to do something, but...
Yeah. No, Julie decorates the whole house. She puts on scary movies starting this month, so she puts on... Halloween and all the scares. She watches every version of Halloween, and she'll watch some Screams, different movies, and she'll go all out getting candy for the neighborhood, and I mean, she'll get the big candy bars.
Yeah.
That's her number one go to. I'm gonna have to consult with her to see if you can still be our friend because Halloween's at number eight. Julie, can you believe that? I'm gonna replay that a little bit for her. So there you go. You got Christmas, Thanksgiving, New Year's Eve, 4th of July, St. Patrick's Day, Easter, Labor Day, Halloween, Valentine's Day, Mardi Gras.
Yeah.
Not a bad list. Yeah,
the family ones are the better ones.
Oh, for sure.
Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter.
Yep.
Yeah.
Good stuff. We'll have to do. So which one's next? It's not Thanksgiving. Huh? Is it Thanksgiving?
What month are we in?
Oh, Halloween.
Halloween's at the end of October, and then Thanksgiving.
Yep. Because Labor Day we just had.
Yep.
St. Patrick's Day is April 17th.
April?
February 17th? Look at me, I'm Irish. I don't even know.
It's February.
This is terrible. I'm going to get excommunicated from that.
It's February.
Is it February? February 17th, right?
Yeah. It's got to be.
Come on, we got to look it up now.
Got to be. So I think my buddy Todd's birthday is right around there.
What day is the 4th of July? No, I'm just kidding. We're in trouble if we don't get that one right. February 17th.
Excuse me.
Yeah?
Oh, jeez.
Got to be the 17th.
14th this year. February. No.
14th?
Then you're right.
What is it?
How do they not have St. Patrick's Day on here?
Come on. Throw the phone out.
I went to the calendar. I shouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? I don't know. It's St. Patrick's Day. Oh, come on. You're right. Throw the phone out. 2026. Yeah. March 17th.
March. We're both wrong.
Yeah, see, that's how much I really pay attention to it. Yeah,
Mike, that
would
be like you not getting an Italian holiday.
Yeah, we should know.
I wasn't even on the right month. My dad's rolling over in his grave. Absolutely unacceptable.
Yeah, that's funny stuff. Listen, you know, as we get older, it's not the same, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. Well, I tell you, I mean, we got a ways to go here. Look at us, 31 minutes.
All good,
so what do we got going on with sports? We talked about Micah Parsons last week. Pretty decent first week of NCAA football.
Yeah.
Upset at all. Ohio State beating Texas.
Nah, they were at home, right? No, yeah, were they at home?
Yeah.
Ohio State's Miami, at home. Yeah. Miami beats Notre Dame, but Miami was at home.
Yeah.
Not a good debut by Belichick. Yesterday.
I didn't see the score, but I saw that fans were leaving early.
They scored the first touchdown of the game and then gave up, I don't know, 41 unanswered or something like that. 34 or 41 unanswered after that. TCU.
Oh, TCU's an offensive machine.
That's good. I mean, with or without Belichick, Carolina's going to have a tough year. Yeah. It's just a bottom line there.
Haven't been a football team, a football school. They've had some years where they've won some games, made a few bowls, but kind of like Duke. They'll have a year here and there. They're basketball schools. Let's just call it what it is. Lacrosse schools, basketball.
Yeah.
Football's not their forte. Which ones did I watch? I watched a little bit of who did New Mexico play? It's on national TV.
So Hawaii? No, was that the week before? No, I didn't catch that.
Hawaii played Stanford and beat them in Hawaii.
Yeah, I didn't catch that one. I didn't catch that. Was that a later game at night?
It was an afternoon game. Was it Iowa State, I think, maybe? Iowa State?
No, I think you're right on that.
Iowa State.
I know you were watching a little bit of Tennessee-Syracuse. You texted me on
that
one.
Watched a tiny bit of that. Yep, I saw the score there. Tennessee's pretty good. They always are pretty good.
Yeah, they're going to have a good, they'll be decent.
I know Iowa plays Iowa State. What do they call that? The sidewalk series.
Is that what that one is? Yeah.
Yeah, that's next week. Yep. Yep.
UNLV won again. They're 2-0.
Oh, guess who they get this weekend?
They got UCLA this weekend, UCLA, right? Yeah.
Adrian Pulitasi's boyfriend.
Yeah, you know it.
He's number 55.
55. What position does he play?
He's 55. She's 55. He's offensive line.
That's what I thought you said before. Yeah. Well, that'll be good.
Yeah. So I'm pretty certain Adrian's going to find a way to be back here for that game.
Oh, yeah.
UCLA at UNLV.
It's not a far drive.
And UCLA got whacked up pretty good, whoever they played. That was on TV, too.
Missed that one. See, I didn't watch too many of the late stuff.
Yeah, UCLA was late. They got beat up pretty good, unless they came back late.
Nah, let me see here. Whoa, I know there was a ton of games, Saturday. Yeah, that's right. Utah whacked them 43-10. Yeah,
43-10. Yeah.
And Arizona beat Hawaii 40-6.
Wow.
Yeah.
Arizona, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's good. And then NFL's Thursday or Sunday? Thursday. Who's the game?
I think there's a Friday game as well.
Oh, no way.
Thursday, Friday.
Come
yeah.
on. What are we doing?
Yeah.
Nah, leave Fridays alone. NFL, Thursdays, Sundays, Mondays.
Yeah,
that's Thursday, Friday, Sunday, Monday. That's four days is it's
all,
a lot.
It's all money. It's all TV. It's all money. That's why they're doing it. Yeah,
Thursday night, we used to have Sunday, Monday forever.
Yeah.
They added Thursday. It was odd. Took a while to get used to, but now it's normal, and now we're adding Friday. It's going to be odd. We'll get used to it. But 4 days a week for NFL, it's money for sure. Yeah, and we were talking off air, talking about you and your buddy, the Bills.
The Bills, Marty. Yep,
Marty. It's time to win one, or door's gonna shut pretty
for
soon.
Him. I'm hoping. I know. I know when you asked me quick 3 seconds yesterday, and I said Eagles, Chiefs. You know, I think the Bills can get there this year. You know, thinking about it.
Yep. For sure.
I wouldn't be surprised if they won it, but it's like we said with the Ravens. Until they do it.
Yeah.
Right.
But yep.
I'm waiting for the Bills to get there and do it.
I think they got the pieces.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I wonder if it's just because of the age that we are. It's like you almost don't expect them to go. You know what I mean? Just because of the. Four straight going and not making and not winning it.
Yeah.
When you hear the Bills and they got a team, man. They got a complete team. I don't know.
I'm waiting for them to get there. They'll be good again,
obviously. 2 years ago was their best chance, I think.
They had a shot, right? They had home field.
Yeah.
You know, they've had things line up for them a little bit, but they just can't get past the Chiefs.
Yeah, I get it.
Once they can get past them in the playoffs and just get to this bowl, man, that thing would be great if Buffalo could win a Super Bowl.
Yeah, it would be kind of cool.
You know?
Good for Buffalo. I mean, I hate saying that as a New Englander, but I don't see New England going. They'll be back. I like Vrabel a lot as a coach. I think we had talked about it before.
Yeah.
I think they'll win 7 games this year.
Mm, wow, okay. Okay.
Wait, what's your number for the Patriots?
For the Patriots?
3, 4.
Whew. I don't know. I don't know if they could beat the Bills. That's 2 games there.
Miami's pretty tough.
Miami, they always
faded a little bit last year.
7 maybe at the most. 5 maybe. I don't know.
7-5. All right. We're gonna keep an eye. We got in Tom We Trust up there up on the wall. How many people come in here and go, why do you have Tom Brady on your wall? It's just because I'm living in Vegas. I'm like, kidding me? From New England. Before him, it was Drew Bledsoe. Before him, it was Steve Grogan.
Yeah, that's right.
We're going all the way back.
That's it.
Mosey Tupu and
Russ Francis.
Russ Francis. Oh, my
Stanley gosh. Morgan.
Stanley Morgan.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, the old school Patriots helmets. That's what I grew up watching. And they didn't win a whole bunch back then. But, it's NFL, I'll be glad to have back. Julie doesn't love that time of year because I feel like I always tell her, if the Patriots are on, I'm watching it. First game is Raiders at Patriots. So Las Vegas at New England.
I actually think Patriots could probably actually win that game.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, I'll never, ever root for the Raiders over the Patriots. Ever, ever, ever. But I will root for the Raiders if they're not playing the Patriots. So this weekend, rooting for the Patriots.
Tuck
in Foxborough.
The Tuck Rule.
Tuck Rule.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't care if you're the Las Vegas Raiders, Oakland Raiders, Detroit Raiders. I don't care if you're the Honolulu Raiders. That'll be a sore in your side for as long as they're wearing silver and black. I'm excited. I like to watch at least one game. I'm working hard in there.
Yeah, I can hear them. Good for them. There. Getting at it.
I like to watch at least one game on a Sunday. At 10 o'clock game, the 1 o'clock game. No, wait. It's 1-4 out here, right?
10-1.
10-1.
Yep.
So 1-4 back east.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 10 o'clock, 1 o'clock. Julie, she, you know, this time of year, she doesn't like it very much. It's not her favorite. She loves Halloween.
That's right.
She does not like NFL football. Because believe it or not, as a sports guy, I don't watch a bunch of basketball. I just don't.
Yeah. Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I don't know.
I watch college. I follow the Knicks.
Yeah,
of course.
Yeah.
But I'll watch some college games.
Yeah. I think a big difference is that we haven't had cable in 13 years. Yeah. It might even be 14 now. We haven't had cable for so long that it's, you know, Saturday afternoon games on NBC or, you know, I'll watch those games, but I don't have cable. So I take that back. I watch a little bit more when I'm on the road with the team.
Sure, of course.
Because they got all the channels you know, on the TV and I'll sit back and watch. And actually some games will come up and I'll text the team, hey, put it on channel 149. Xavier's running or something, you know, like watch. Yeah. And but I'm glad I don't have it at home because I'd probably be texting my team every 10 minutes. Like, hey, Duke women's basketball, they run Princeton or whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I'm excited for NFL. Baseball is kind of Yankees, Red Sox have been having some good
Yeah.
Red Sox went on a tear. They went on a tear. 11 in a row.
And they went on a tear against the Yankees. Won like 7 or 8 in a row against the Yankees.
Yeah, I think the Yankees won the last one of that series.
Yeah.
They're both trying to make a push to, you know, secure a spot.
Yep.
Somebody just got hurt in baseball. Who was that? A big name for the Padres or... Some big name just got hurt out for the year.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that. Or I don't remember it, but I'm trying to think of what I've heard. Big guy pitcher?
Nope. Fielder. It's out for the
Bogarts.
Red Sox.
Bogarts went out for the Padres. There you go.
Xander Bogarts.
There it is, yeah. Ex-Red Sox. Ex-Red Sox.
Yep. Just saw that.
Speaking of baseball, before we forget, and we talked about it last week, we wanted to do this, but give a little shout out to the Little League team out here in Las Vegas.
Summerlin South.
Congratulations, Summerlin South, the U.S. Little League champions.
Yep. You have a connection. I think you had brought up one of the shows with one of the pitchers and a family and a grandmother.
The D'Ambrosio. I worked with his father, but I know the kid that played on the team, I know his grandmother.
That's awesome.
Donna Hall, great lady.
That's
great lady. But I know Donna. Yeah. I texted her a little bit during this, and it was great. And of course, they were excited. And
American champs, man.
American champs.
That's big time.
Man, that's strong, Dan.
That's huge. Yeah. Summerlin. That's where I live. That's pretty cool. And they've always had a very competitive Little League team, so it was awesome to see them win that. They ran into an absolute buzzsaw in Taipei.
Yeah.
I mean, that kid on the mound was just...
Yeah, too much.
He was a lot. And he was whacking the ball around out of the batter's box, too. Yeah. So, I'm glad you reminded me. They had a little parade type thing down in downtown Summerlin. Yeah. So good for them. That's big time.
I'm sure the family was all there. I know Donna wanted me to go.
Nice.
I came from work. And I know Donna and her daughter. And
that's awesome.
And that's good stuff. Good stuff. Yeah.
Yep. And then we got the Aces have gone on a huge run. I think they're number 2 now. They went from 6 or 7 to 2.
Yeah.
Just boom like that. The team nobody wants to play right now, the Aces. So their season's winding down. Regular season's almost over. What other sports?
That should be a good playoff too. What's going to happen there too is Liberty is going to fall a little bit because they were without Stewie for a stretch.
Yeah.
And kind of hit a speed bump, but she's back into winning some games. But
yep.
You know, I don't know if you want to play them too. If those are 3 or 4, you don't want to play them. But that should be good.
There's a bunch of teams in the WNBA you don't want to play. Yeah. But that's going to be fun to watch that follow their playoffs. And then what else? What other sports? Jeez. Tennis, U.S. Open is going on now, and golf is every Sunday.
That's
one thing you can be sure of.
Oh yeah.
How was the first Saturday down in the Las Vegas area?
It was good. I probably had busier first Saturdays and busier Saturdays overall, but it was still good.
Yeah, good.
It was still nice. Yeah, full slate of games. A lot of people there had a full spot.
Yep.
It was nice.
NBA last list I got for the day.
Yep.
The last decade, so the last 10 years, the last 10 years, what NBA players have scored the most points?
Whoa.
Total points scored.
Whoa, LeBron.
LeBron is number 5.
Kevin Durant.
Kevin Durant is not on the list.
Because he gets hurt.
Missed a lot of games.
He gets hurt all the time.
Yep.
The last decade.
Last 10 years.
As the years go on, I don't follow it as much.
Yeah.
Last decade.
You can pull out the big names. The big guns are all pretty much here.
Is Kawhi Leonard on there?
Kawhi Leonard is not.
He's another one that gets hurt all the time.
So
yeah.
Yeah.
Seth Curry.
Seth Curry. Steph Curry is 6.
Seth, that's his brother. Steph Curry.
Yep. Played at Duke. Seth. Steph is 6.
What about Tatum?
No.
Not yet. I always forget. What year did he get drafted? I forget.
Well, he's in year what? 7?
7, okay.
So you can't make this list missing 3 years, yeah.
Okay.
Some interesting names on here. Some big-time names.
Hmm.
Okay, Coach Lee, let him know.
Hey, let him know, right? Let's see.
All those loose balls.
Last 10 years. Hmm. That's a good one.
One guy you don't like very much.
Yeah, I was just going to say James Harden.
Boom.
He's on there. Another one, Russell Westbrook.
Russell Westbrook comes in at number 9.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
So you're missing 1, 3, 4, 7, 8, 9, 7, 8, 10.
Somebody says I might be way off on this. What about Kevin Love?
No.
No.
I don't know where he is, but he's not top 10.
No.
Yeah, no. I mean,
I know he's been around, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, bucket getters. Number one is you're just blanking on it.
Yeah.
3 and 4 are pretty shocking, actually.
Okay.
8 is a no-brainer. Oh, I mean, I think he's the best player in the league.
Just trying to think of
should have won 4 straight MVPs.
Just trying to think of these last 10 years.
Yeah.
You're right. I'm drawing a blank on the last 10 years here.
Well, let's go to one of LeBron's teammates recently. Not anymore.
Not anymore. Oh, Carmelo.
No. Carmelo's been out of the league for 10 years.
Has it been that long already?
Oh, he's been out of the league for a while.
Has he?
For sure.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Right. These last 10 years. Yeah, right. You got to.
Just the last 10.
Yeah.
Now he's teammates with Kyrie Irving.
Oh,
yeah, there you go. You got it.
Luka. No.
Luka's 11. No. Luka's
Who just went over there? Luka's on there?
Yeah, no, he's number 11.
He's number 11?
He's just off the list.
Yeah, who just went over there, right?
The brow.
Yeah, my goodness. Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
Jeez.
How about this guy's got a. Two of these guys have a couple MVPs.
Drawing a blank on these
Who's
guys.
The best player in the league right now? I don't know. I'm picking this guy number one, no question. Got a couple championships, couple MVPs. There's two guys that could fit in this, number 8 and number 1. Championship, MVP.
I gotta go back. Let me think here.
Don't go back too far.
Gotta remember who won the championships.
Mile High.
What was that?
Mile High.
Mile High.
Mile High.
Oh, the big guy there. As soon as I said Luka, I was gonna say the Joker there, right? But Joker. I forgot it slipped my mind.
Jokic is number 8.
After I thought about it.
I think he's the best player in the league.
Yeah.
It's my take.
He's got game. Yeah,
he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Let's see. All right. I don't know that you're gonna get 3, but number 1 Eastern Conference champ MVP. Yeah, the guy's a freak.
Yeah, I'm just so much drawing a blank on these.
I just gave you the answer.
Eastern
the guy's
Conference,
a freak.
He is. Gotta be Giannis.
Giannis, number 1.
How long's he been in the league? I guess 10 years.
Well,
he's
been in 10 years.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah.
He's number 1.
Time flies, I guess, right?
Yeah. So the last 3 are guards.
Klay Thompson. I was going to say Klay Thompson. He's not in there, right? Chris Paul?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
Phoenix? Shooting guard. Olympian. Kentucky.
I'm drawing a straight blank.
Devin Booker.
Oh, Devin Booker.
Ready?
Who went to Kentucky? Then he go there. Who went to Arizona on that team? Who am I thinking? No, whatever.
No, Booker definitely went to Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Oh, maybe I'm wrong. No. He went to Kentucky for sure. All right, let's work on number 4. Western Conference, just recently went to the Eastern Conference. He wears a watch on his wrist to tell you when it's.
Drawing a blank. That's what I'm drawing a blank on.
Who does this?
Yeah. See, it's off season right now.
Was so with Portland, just blew his Achilles.
Yeah. The other guy, all these, yeah. Because we just had a run of guys blowing Achilles.
I know. It's 3 of them.
To the Bucks, right?
Yes,
Leonard. No.
No.
Damian Lillard.
Dame time.
Yeah, Damian Lillard.
And listen, number 3. I don't even know where to begin. I'm not shocked because this guy's a bucket getter, but he just hasn't won much. He was with the Bulls, and now I think he's with the Kings.
what's his name?
And I couldn't tell you.
Initials
are DD.
Nah.
DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, DeMar DeRozan. Yeah, he's always, everybody wants him at the trade deadline.
He's a bucket getter.
DeMar DeRozan, yeah.
He's number three on the list.
Yeah, that's a good one. Yeah.
Yeah.
Time flies, man.
I know.
Just trying to think who's played these last 10 years.
Yeah. Giannis is a couple MVPs. Harden is just, you go back to the first five of these last 10 years, he was averaging 30-something a game. DeRozan shocked me. Lillard was, he was scorching in Portland. He was scoring a lot of points.
He was the number one option, yeah.
And then you got LeBron, Steph,
yep.
D-Book, Jokic, Westbrook, AD.
Yeah.
Top 10. Pretty cool.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. That's it. That's all I got for list today.
That's it.
What time we got? We're close. We're at 50 minutes.
Really?
Just like that.
Talking about time flying by.
Yeah,
it was good, yeah.
Good stuff. Well, let's see. Next week, I don't think I have much. I think I have something Tuesday. Nothing Tuesday night. We got to get you in early to catch the end of a practice, and then we got to put somebody in that seat. Maybe we'll get Coach Lori Bird or Showtime.
Maybe we get Showtime
up here. It's always a lot of fun when we get a special guest.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that'll do it. Nice, easy week. Enjoy your week at work.
Yes.
And we'll come back. Show number 49.
49. I only got one in mind right now. That's it.
Better than me because I got none. I'm so glad I don't cheat and look because it would be obvious if I was like Stojaka Jankovic. Like, dude, there's no way. That's not even a real person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, all right. Have a good week.
Yes,
thank you guys for tuning in.
We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Yep. See ya.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.